Welcome back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. We are here at the Convention Center in Phoenix with the CannabisRadio.com desk. And joining us here, we've got Andrew from Purple Haze. And is there more to that? Just Purple Haze? Or
Purple Haze Properties.
Purple Haze Properties. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Good to see you.
Good to have you here. So what is Purple Haze Properties doing for us here at the show?
So Purple Haze Properties is a company that has the intellectual property rights to the greatest guitarist in rock and roll history, Mr. Jimi Hendrix.
Here for a second, I'm thinking it's like Realty or something, but no, we're talking
Full the man. The man, Mr. Hendrix. And what we did is we announced in May at the Cannabis Conference the Jimi Hendrix Cannabis Collection. And it's a three divisions of Jimmy's Genetics, Jimmy's Edibles, and Jimmy's Meds that are licensed out to areas all over the world.
Wow. So this is, I assume, with the blessing of the Hendrix estate and everything.
Well, no, the estate is a different group.
Okay.
But our company has Jimi Hendrix's brother, his seven kids, and their kids and cousins are all part of Purple Haze Properties.
Okay, so a very family-oriented
the actual blood,
something.
The blood family.
Yeah, there we go.
Is the easiest way to explain it.
Yeah, sometimes these things, especially with legends like that, they devolve into all these legal bickerings. So
yeah, we've definitely been through legal bickerings. The battle between Jimi Hendrix's intellectual property rights has been, throughout the years, the second largest court battle in rock and roll history, aside from the Beatles. Over $50 million has been spent over the years between the groups fighting over the rights over Jimi Hendrix.
Wow. So we're not talking just the music of
Hendrix. We don't have anything to do with the music. That is the estate. And
okay.
The estate is made up of Jimi's adopted stepsister, who took over the estate. If you go on purplehazeproperties.com on our actual website, if you go to the licensing section, we stream a really good video that Discovery Channel did called The Will, and it talks about the whole entire feud and everything that went happen with Jimi Hendrix's personality rights when he passed away.
Okay. So what properties are you controlling for Jimi's?
Well, essentially,
legacy?
It's his name, likeness, and image, and okay. We fairly compete throughout the marketplace, but we're the only company in this space. It's not something that the estate wants to participate, so actually we're the only ones that are in this cannabis space
okay. And
are making the mark in it. We've done a few deals already. Forbes magazine wrote about us. We're on the cover of the Los Angeles Business Journal just about 2 weeks ago, and we've been having a lot of really great, interesting press that's been going on. We also are very blessed in the fact that me and Jimi Hendrix's brother got to take a very amazing trip to India last year, and we went to go see the owner and creator of Hard Rock and House of Blues.
Okay.
And during that wonderful journey, it was unveiled to us the vision of coming out with a brand new franchise with that owner, and we're going to be opening up Purple Haze Lounges worldwide, and you're going to see the very first Purple Haze Lounge breaking ground in Los Angeles, California sometime next year. We're also looking at Denver, Colorado, Portland, Oregon, Las Vegas, if it passes in 2016
yeah.
for vote. And we're also looking at Jamaica, Vancouver, and other places around the world.
Well, I'll be there at your Portland opening. That's where I'm from, Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
We'd
Perfect.
Love to have Purple Haze
Lounge
there.
Yeah, of course.
Is the idea now that these will eventually be cannabis-friendly lounges?
They are going to be cannabis-friendly. Okay. Yeah, you're talking about two restaurants, concert arena, socially themed rooms, and you will be able to smoke your cannabis in certain areas, depending on what state is and what the permits and laws are permitting. There'll be more access to different areas. So really, just depending on the state, you'll see how much you can consume in the different areas, once we actually start building the clubs.
What about the people out there that call their different strains Purple Haze? Is there any connection to that?
Or? So, no, not really. I mean, you got to understand that when Jimmy did talk about it, the interesting about the actual song Purple Haze, I don't know if anybody actually knows, but there's a lot of documentaries that talk about how he felt about the different songs, but his brother relayed to us and was written in his book. He wrote a book, Jimi Hendrix, A Brother's Story. He said that Jimmy was imagining what it was like to walk at the bottom of the ocean and look up at the top of the sea and watch the haze of the purple haze of the light that came through from the top, obviously from the sun, mm-hmm. breaking through the ocean. And if you looked underneath, it was the rays that kind of spawned from that. And that was his essence, one of the reasons why he created that song, Purple Haze.
Interesting. Now, Andrew here with Purple Haze Properties, how did you get involved with this? I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It's a pretty long, in-depth story and a battle that I've had to fight, you know, on behalf of the family.
I mean, did you know the family personally?
No, I take care of Jimi Hendrix's brother, his seven kids and family. They're all part of our company for over a decade.
Okay.
And we had to fight long, fought litigation against the estate, against Jimmy's adopted stepsister. And we won preliminary rights in 2009 and then won a federal court decision in 2011, which gave us the right to fairly compete in Jimmy's name, likeness, and image worldwide.
Wow, that's interesting how this all breaks down with such a legendary rock icon like Jimi Hendrix. Purple Haze Properties, look forward to the Purple Haze Lounges. That's going to be quite amazing. Are there websites and other contact you'd like to get?
Yeah, anybody who's interested, go to purplehazeproperties.com. It's a really extensive, great site that gives a lot of information. And then check us out on Facebook. Purple Haze Properties on Facebook. We started our Facebook page 4 months ago and already have 45,000 likes and are averaging about 3,000 likes a week. So we know that the prevalent news that we put about the cannabis lifestyle on our page is something that the viewers and Facebook users are very interested in.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew, for taking care of the family and the legacy like this. It's a shame that it has to get into all that $50 million worth of legal. How much?
$40 to $50 million after all the years. Yeah, you would think that maybe it would have been given to the family and things like that, but it was more a battle throughout the years of spite more than anything else.
Yeah, what a shame. But at least now we've got you taking care of these intellectual properties and moving them forward into this cannabis space, which I think is such a natural fit.
Yeah, totally. Jimmy has 2 billion fans worldwide, so I think they're going to look forward to all the wonderful things that are going to come out.
Yeah, I am too. Thank you so much, Andrew, for being here.
Thank you, man.
Good luck with the Purple Haze Properties.
Thank you.
I'm Radical Russ with CannabisRadio.com's live coverage of the Southwest Cannabis Conference here in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be back with more interviews in just a few minutes. In the meantime, enjoy the music.